Now, God calls their attention to something. Very practical here, friends. This is something that gets right down to the nitty-gritty of life. He says, verse 5, "Now, therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways." Well, actually, the word that he uses here is set your heart upon your ways. That is the thing that he's saying to them. Set your heart upon your ways. Look at what's happening to you. And he now goes into detail on that. He says, verse 6, "Ye have sown much, and you bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but you're not filled with drink. Ye clothe yourselves, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it in a bag with holes in it." Now, God was judging them in their material things, and they were not recognizing it. You remember, this is something that we brought out in the Epistle to the Hebrews for believers today. When God chastises us or disciplines us, there's a reason for it. Or when he judges us, and the child of God ought to explore the reasons. He ought to find out why it is God is putting him through the mill and why God is rubbing sandpaper on him. God wants to smooth the edges off of our lives, by the way, and so he does use the sandpaper. Now, for these people, there had been crop failure. There had been famine. There had been no money to buy clothes. There hadn't been enough to eat or enough to drink. And they didn't have a savings account at all. But they never once attributed that to their disobedience. They were trying to pass it off for some other reason. A lot of God's children today, they say, "Oh, that's just my luck." It's not your luck if you're God's child. These things come to you for a purpose. God won't let anything happen to you unless it happens for a purpose. God is attempting to develop something in your heart and in your life. And therefore, these people were told, he says, consider your ways, or set your heart upon your ways. You see, man's way always seems right unto him. That is what the writer of the Proverbs says, "There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." And you remember God said, speaking of mankind, they're all gone out of the way. Each one is turned to his own way. And you remember that it's put in Isaiah, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way." That is the problem with mankind today. And Proverbs again says, "The Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." And Proverbs 2:12 says, "The way of the evil man." And God says, "Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts." My, how the Word of God enlarges upon all of these things that reveal man's ways, not God's way. And he speaks in Proverbs 6:23 of the way of life. And Proverbs again says in chapter 13, verse 15, "The way of the transgressor is hard." I'll say it's hard. God says that it's going to be hard. And Isaiah 55, in verse 7, he said, "Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord. He will have mercy on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Now that is what God says. And in Jeremiah 10:23, "O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It's not in man that walketh to direct his steps. And it was Jeremiah in the 6th chapter, verse 16. He says, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein. Ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we'll not walk therein, because man is in rebellion against God. In Jeremiah 10:2, he says, learn not the way of the heathen. And God says, this is the way, walk ye in it. Isaiah 30:21, and the Lord Jesus put it like this in John 10, verse 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. And then he goes on to say, speaking of the door, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and he shall go in and out and find pasture. How tremendous this is. And this is what God is saying to these people. Consider your ways. Consider your ways. Set your heart upon your ways. Don't you see what's happening to you? How many that are listening to me right now? I mean, face right up to it. What way are you on today? Where is this way you're following now? Where is it leading you? Have you ever stopped to think where drugs are going to lead you? There's not but one out. It's a broad way when you start out. You do as you please. But you see, that broad way is actually a funnel. And it keeps getting narrow and narrow. And there's only one little narrow spot where it comes out. And that is destruction. Broad way to begin with. But God says that he's the way and no other way. And you enter that in the other end of the funnel, the narrow part of the funnel. But as you go along, he says he'll go in and out and find pasture. My, broad after you get in, and they'll have life and have it more abundantly. Consider your ways. Set your heart upon your ways. Where are you going? Where are you headed? How are you getting on in your job? How's your marriage working out? Young person in college, how are you coming on with your studies? Do you have a goal in life? How about a young lady, the young man you're going with? Where will he take you to? Where is he going to lead you to? What's going to happen to you? Why don't you consider your ways? Why don't you set your heart upon your ways and give attention to this? I read letters of folk in all walks of life, or in several walks of life, but I read letters from people in every walk of life, and many are headed on the right path, and others very frankly say they're not. They got on the wrong path. They got on the wrong way, and it brought them to a broken heart and a wrecked life. Consider your ways, God says. This is so practical that you couldn't run a symposium on this. You certainly couldn't have a series of messages on a thing that's that simple. You just couldn't make a program out of it or a method out of it. It's just set your heart upon your ways. Give a little thought to this, friends. Where are you headed today?